This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Right now, let's spend some time with Michael Rothstein. And Michael, before we move forward, we want to say congratulations and thanks to contributing to not only our show, and as I said to you on social media and privately, I'll miss our conversations up there at Flower Branch. Michael is moving on. He will not be covering the Falcons next season. Do you want to even say where you're going or what's going on with your next move?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I put that out publicly. By the way, before we get into that, I just want to let you know I'm staring at like my left second toe. I don't remember what the name for the second toe is.
Right.
And I banged it against my bed like 2 weeks ago and it's still bruised. So, you know, I understand.
Yeah.
I'm headed to our enterprise and investigative unit at ESPN. It's something I'm very, very excited about. I've wanted to do for a long time. I've done some work with them in the past. In various stories, and I'm going to be looking at issues across sports instead of just focusing on one team and kind of some bigger, broader issues really throughout. So it's something I'm really excited about. And as I said on social media when I announced this today, I'm very grateful for the people of Atlanta, the fans and the PR staff of the Falcons and the players that I've gotten to know and the coaches that have been really great to me over the last 3 years. And, you know, it's always weird. I've moved around a lot in my career, guys, like a lot. I've lived in California and Virginia and Indiana and Michigan and now Georgia. And I grew up in New York. I've been a bunch of places, you know, each time it's a little bit interesting when you leave, but I've covered the NFL for 11 years. So it's a new challenge and one I'm very, very excited about without going on too long about it.
Right. All right. So here he goes like the, super secret investigative guy now. You got a trench coat and everything. He'll be, Rossi's going to be Mike Wallace and people, Carl.
I'm probably staying in Atlanta. I don't know. Yeah.
Answer the question. Is Michael Rothstein with this guy? So now this becomes our ESPN exit interview from his time covering the Falcons. What do you think we're going to do then, Mr. Big Shot, with that 8th overall pick?
I mean, listen, you guys are going to hate me for saying this. We still don't know, right? It's all going to depend on how the board falls, right? Do four quarterbacks definitively go? Does it go four quarterbacks, three receivers? Does a receiver potentially fall? Does a quarterback fall? And then that becomes a very interesting trade situation for Terry Fontenot and Raheem Morris. Do they try to trade back, if it goes seven offensive players, right? Like, say it goes seven offensive players at the start, they have their pick of defensive players, but that might also be very enticing to say, you know what, you can trade back to 11 to 12 if there's a quarterback or a receiver or someone you want to get, and you know you're going to still get a high level defensive player there. So I think a lot of things can happen, but if they're going to make the pick at 8, I imagine it's going to be an edge rusher. I really like Leautu Lautu from UCLA. There is familiarity there with Jimmy Lake from their time at Washington. Now, Jimmy Lake was also the coach when Lautu had to medically retire, and then he unretired and went to UCLA.
Michael, did you say Lautu Lautu?
I did.
Okay, just want to make sure. Go ahead.
Okay, I don't really know what that's about, but sure.
It's a show thing, Michael. It's
Carl
a show thing.
Covets Lautu Lautu. He despises Dallas Turner.
I feel like he's the better edge rusher.
Well, no, but it also depends on how they're going to use that player, right? Because if they're going to drop that player in coverage a little bit more, well, Dallas Turner had more snaps in coverage last season than either Jared Verse or Leautu Lautu. Now, Liatu did have two picks last year. He also had two forced fumbles, and he did drop into coverage a little bit. But if you're looking for the best pure edge rusher, then it's probably Latu. But
Latu.
If that happens, you're just going to be so excited, I can tell.
Yeah, I can't wait to see if it's Dallas Turner. This is going to be awkward. Morning.
I might have to tune in that Friday afternoon, even though I won't be covering the team anymore, just to hear it.
We hope you do. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our buddy Michael Rothstein. And here's the deal. It's not that I dislike Dallas Turner. I haven't explained this over and over to people because they're like, you hate Alabama.
Why do you hate Alabama?
It's where you pick a guy to try to get the most value, and that is what I'm trying to explain to most of our audience. It's not that I don't think he's going to be a good player. I don't know if he'll be a stud or a star. Is he a difference maker? I don't know. I just feel like with the physical tools, Michael, he should have done a lot more at Alabama than what he did, and that concerns me because guys get to the league, they get a bigger check, and the physical tools there, they try to rely on that. Is he willing to come in and get better? I just have questions.
But part of that too, Dukes, is simple. Is maybe he was being used differently at Alabama than he would be used in Atlanta or wherever else he goes. I remember, and this goes way, way back when I was covering Notre Dame, long time ago. Harrison Smith was a guy that got moved all around in college. Right, I think he was a second round pick.
Right.
If I'm wrong, someone correct me on that. But he's still playing. You know, and there were questions. And he was like a linebacker, he was a safety. He got moved all around at Notre Dame. Sometimes it just depends. You got to find the right fit for the right guy. And sometimes the wrong fit ends up really hurting a guy in his career. And then you see him go somewhere else and do well when it's a better fit for him. I covered Kyle Van Noy when he was with the Lions.
Good example.
I remember the day he got traded.
You're right.
And he gets traded. And guess what? Kyle Van Noy has been in the league for a long time too, when it looked like it maybe wasn't going to work for him. And it depends on the system, especially with, frankly, some defensive players. And that's especially kind of your 3-4 versus 4-3 versus sub package edge rushers and tackles and linebackers. So I would say I wouldn't totally go based off of colleges. I would look at how they're going to use whoever they draft and what their plan is there, because they might use them very different than at Alabama or Florida State or UCLA.
Thank you, Michael. This is the kind of insight and perspective that we're going to miss here on Dukes and Bell as Michael Rothstein joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. One thing we did bring up this week is Raheem Morris and how much input he had into the war room with the Rams. They went and got some big-time impact players in the third round. Could we do likewise if we went corner, for argument's sake, in the first round?
Yeah, I'm sure. I mean, one of the things the Rams have been very good at, because they didn't have a first-round pick until this year in a long, long time, was finding value late. Now, was Raheem Morris part of that? Sure. I mean, everybody is involved, but a lot of that has to do with scouts. A lot of that has to do with Les Snead and being able to really pick those guys that make sense for what they are trying to do. And, frankly, some of it's luck also. Like that's the biggest thing about the draft. Some of it is just luck, right? Because you might draft a guy who's phenomenal, but if he keeps getting hurt, well, that's a problem too, and you can't predict that in so many ways, you know? So, I think that, sure, there's a possibility, but just because they brought Raheem Morris over doesn't mean they're automatically going to be very good at drafting in the middle to late rounds. By the way, Terry Fontenot and Arthur Smith, when he was the head coach, were quite good at drafting the mid to late rounds of the draft when you look at some of the players that they've gotten. DeMarco Helms played a bunch last year and actually looked like he could be pretty good at safety. Avery Williams, even though he was hurt last year, impact player as a punt returner and as a fifth or sixth round pick, there's a ton of value there that he's, you know, become somebody that can be counted on. So you can find those guys in every kind of draft, and the Falcons have done, I think, a pretty good job on days 2 and 3 so far, frankly. Bergeron being another one, obviously a day 2 guy, and that was a little bit of a chance because Matt Bergeron played what, 1-2 snaps a guard, and that was at the Senior Bowl, and he held up pretty well last year. Drew Dahlman's been their starting center; he was a 4th round pick their first year. So they've been good on day 2 and day 3 in the past. I wouldn't say just because Raheem Morris is here that they're automatically going to be, because there's so much that goes into it.
Let me give you a scenario Mike and I have been talking about. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's just say we stay where we are, and when it's our turn, You have Malik Nabers. You have maybe the best offensive tackle still on the board potentially. And then you have one of these edge guys. Which way are you going?
I'm looking for, if I'm Terry Fontenot at that point, I'm trying to see if there's any interest in trade.
Okay.
But here's the thing, right? They could still use another receiver opposite Drake London. Yes, I know they signed Darnell Mooney. I know they brought in some, you know, they traded for Rondale Moore, but they're going to run a lot of 11 personnel, so a lot of three receivers. So you need guys, and there's not necessarily a clear number two on the roster yet, at least based off of production, because Darnell Mooney hasn't had the best of years the last two seasons. Offensive tackle, you can always use offensive linemen, and, you know, I mean, Jake Matthews is getting a little older. Caleb McGarry's in a second year, 3-year deal. So I can see an argument for any of that, but you also, the one area you have not really addressed in the offseason in free agency or really, you know, very high up at all in the draft, except for Arnold Ebiketie, is edge rusher. And right. So to me, it comes back to that. But that, in that scenario, I think you're probably, if you're Terry Fontenot, you're hoping somebody's really interested in a Malik Nabers or a Roma Dunze or a Joe Alt, if Joe Alt's the guy you're talking about. And, or, you know, one of the edge guys and wants to make a move up, because if that's the scenario too, maybe some unexpected things have happened in the draft. And again, if you go back to 11 or 12 or 13 or something like that, you're still going to be able to get a quality play.
Michael Rothstein with us, guys, from ESPN, doing a great job covering the Falcons for many years. Real quick, Mike, there were stories, because things get written or blogged about quarterback. We always feel like 2016, get the most impact players, quarterback's a luxury item. Would they even think about a quarterback before maybe taking a flyer on like the fifth round or something?
I mean, it depends, right? Like, I remember I was on with you guys back in, like, January, I think it was, when we did our scenario of the offseason, and I took Bo Nix in the third round, and I took Bo Nix in the third round because Bo Nix was there. And if Bo Nix is there, I'm just using this as an example, right? Mm-hmm. If a player like Bo Nix is somehow falls, or Michael Penix falls, and he's there on day two, or a little bit later on day two even, at some point that value becomes pretty high. And the value outweighs maybe the fact that you have Kirk Cousins and you have Taylor Heinicke for one more year at least. And, you know, at some point that value maybe overtakes the, you know, is this guy going to play or not? And you kind of go from there. So I think at some point, you know, they've made it pretty clear. At some point they're going to add a third quarterback. Now, whether that's an undrafted free agent, whether that's a late-round guy, whether that's a mid-round guy, that I can't tell you. And I think a lot of that's going to be determined by how boards fall next week and, you know, what they're seeing and who they might like and who they might think fits their system long-term behind Kirk Cousins and Taylor Heinicke.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Man, we wish you nothing but the best. Hopefully we'll get a chance. If you stay in Atlanta, we'll see you around. But I know you're going to crush the new gig, and looking forward to your investigative stuff. Have fun with that, Michael, and thanks for everything that you've done for us. And great job in covering the Falcons, man.
You guys are going to make me get all emotional. No, seriously, but thank you guys. It's been a blast to come on every week. And thank you guys for giving me the platform and for talking to me. And followed by my replacement. His name is Mark Ramondi. He covered MMA for us for years, one of the best MMA reporters out there. He's moved to Atlanta. I had lunch with him or breakfast, whatever, with him this morning. Give him a follow at Mark Ramondi and treat him well. And again, thank you guys for everything, and thank everybody in Atlanta.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.